So what is evolution's answer to the problem of uncertainty? It's play. Now, play is not simply a process. Experts in play will tell you that actually it's a way of being. Play is one of the only human endeavors where uncertainty is actually celebrated. Uncertainty is what makes play fun, right? It's adaptable to change, right? It opens possibility, and it's cooperative. It's actually how we do our social bonding, and it's intrinsically motivated. What that means is that we play to play. Play is its own reward. Now, if you look at these five ways of being, these are the exact same ways of being you need in order to be a good scientist. Science is not defined by the method section of a paper. It's actually a way of being, which is here. And this is true for anything that is creative. So if you add rules to play, you have a game. That's actually what an experiment is. So armed with these two ideas, that science is a way of being, and experiments are play, we asked, can anyone become a scientist? And who better to ask than 25 8 to 10-year-old children, because they're experts in play. So I took my Bee Arena down to a small school in Devon, and the aim of this was to not just get the kids to see science differently, but through the process of science, to see themselves differently, right? The first step was to ask a question. Now, I should say that we didn't get funding for this study because the scientists said small children couldn't make a useful contribution to science, and the teacher said kids couldn't do it. So we did it anyway, right? Of course. So here are some of the questions. I put them in small print so you wouldn't bother reading it. Point is that five of the questions that the kids came up with were actually the basis of science publication the last 5 to 15 years. Right? So they were asking questions that were significant to expert scientists.